Jay Woodcroft cancels practice, gives his players just an off day. They had a little bit of a film session, and that was it. Quick in and out of the rink. And, you know, Ottawa, that was a game I expected them to win. They won, and now you look ahead to the Dallas Stars. It should be a much tougher game, and, you know, there's no more Eastern Conference games. But, you know, the Oilers, it seems with every passing day, Shogger, that Edmonton and L.A. seem to be on a collision course in the first
round. Looks that way, doesn't it? Definitely trending in that direction. I don't know. How do you feel about that? What do you think? Is LA better prepared to try and beat the Oilers this year? They were close last year. I mean, I don't think it's a great matchup for the Oilers, but you're going to have to beat a team like that if you want to get through it. So, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know, LA is a tough matchup. There's no question. I do think the importance of home ice here down the stretch could be massive. We saw it last year in Game 7 in Edmonton. The fans are there. The players have talked about it. I think that's a huge thing down the stretch for Edmonton. And those two games against LA might be the deciding factor in who gets home ice.
For sure. And a different, like, they got Byfield playing way up their lineup too this season, eh? Or recently here?
Well, just recently has been a
little bit. Development
yeah,
there. Yeah. Byfield, Kaliev, you know, some of these younger guys. And they got those defensemen who are going through it all for the first time. Anderson was young back then. You know, they've added Gavrikov here, which helps. And Korpisalo is playing really well since they've added him as well. So, I don't know, man. It's definitely not going to be an easy out if that's the way it goes. They've gotten better, and they've had some internal development too. So, makes for an interesting matchup if it happens.
Well, it's, you know what, we'll see. Now, L.A. could catch Vegas, potentially, and Edmonton could catch L.A., and there's a slim chance they'd have to sweep Vegas in their two games remaining to have any hope of catching the Golden Knights, who won again last night. They're 13-2-2 in their last 17 games. And, you know, the one advantage Edmonton has, Edmonton has one of the easiest schedules remaining. You know, they've got Arizona twice, although Calgary lost them in overtime last night. That's a devastating loss for the Flames. You know, they got San Jose three times, and the Sharks, trust me, I watch them. They're not very good. You know, you've got Anaheim twice. So I know it's an easier schedule. Doesn't guarantee you wins, but it is easier. And that could be the deciding factor here for Edmonton. And that's why a game like tomorrow, if you're able to beat a Dallas team that you should, like that, you know, that's kind of maybe a 50-50 toss-up if you win or lose, that's going to make their final 14 games much more potentially enjoyable and a possibility to get home ice advantage if they can win the games that they're, I would say, coin tosses and then take care of the games they should.
Yeah. Well, listen, 87 points on the season. They're 7-2-1 in their last 10. Like, why would you take that team lightly? Why wouldn't you treat that team like you treated other high-end teams? I mean, the Oilers need to recognize these are the games that matter a tremendous amount and not to take them lightly in any way, and to bring the same game that they brought against Boston, bring their good stuff early here. So they're looking for that level of consistency, and a team like Dallas comes in with the record they have leading the Central. You got to have respect for them and take them serious. They're 29-5 on the road this year. So, yeah, it'll be a real good challenge for them, and we'll see. We'll see what kind of game they can bring.
At first, I thought you said 29-5, but 29-5. Okay, good.
Yeah,
like, what? They won 29 games on the road. That'd be unreal. So, I like it. And the thing is, you know, the Oilers, let's say they beat them, they'd only be 3 points back. It's pretty tight in the West. I don't see any clear cut favorite at all. You know, you see Nathan MacKinnon even suggesting that if we finish in the wild card spot, I wouldn't want to play us. Like, you know, they're 7 back of Dallas. They do have 3 games in hand, but I found that comment from MacKinnon kind of interesting. I agree with him. But the fact that he's even thinking they could finish in the wild card was surprising to me.
Yeah. Interesting comment. And, you know, I've seen Pierre's article, and we were chatting earlier today about it. Like, he didn't mean it in a cocky way or anything like that. I just think they have confidence. They've had injuries all year. They haven't really been able to ice their full lineup, and they're highly motivated to repeat here. So as they continue to get healthy, Landeskog for me is interesting. He's a really important player for them. And hasn't played all year. What level is he going to be able to bring if and when he gets back? That's a big one. You know, Kucherov sort of showed in the past, you know, who needs the regular season. I'm not sure if Landeskog will be quite the same. But, yeah,
no,
Colorado will be a tough out, man.
Oh, yeah. And no offense to Landeskog, but no, he's not. Like, Kucherov is such an effortless skater.
Yeah.
I definitely put him in a different category, for sure. And he's not even back 100% healthy yet, so we'll see where that goes. Oilers, the Derek Ryan, Devin Shore combination just continues to be deadly. They score the opening goal early in that game last night to get Bukestad. Like, as much as the Oilers' big guns showed up, but their depth guys, just that combination of Ryan and Shore is, I think, without question, the most surprising, unexpected offensive combination that we've seen all year.
Well, fighting for their lives, right? Just absolutely fighting for their lives to stay on the lineup and to continue to be a part of it. And for Devin Shore, I mean, I don't know that anybody's had a tougher path in terms of, like, proving themselves and sticking with it and frustration. And, I mean, it's been a long haul for him to gain some traction with this coaching staff. And he's doing a good job. He really is doing a good job. And now you're back in that position where you got a bottom six, Gregs, who's kind of sort of challenged this coaching staff. Like, you know, we dare you to take us out. Like, go ahead, go 11-7. Figure out which of us you want to take out. Go ahead. You know, when Zach Hyman comes back in, I mean, how do you go 11-7? Because of the quality of games these guys are giving you. You know, Costin, maybe you can look at that, but then beyond that, and guys are giving you something, so it's good. And those two in particular, they're contributing. You know, I think they know where they're at in their careers. So good for them, man. They're not going silently into the night. They're fighting back and scrapping hard and earning their place at the table.
Well, your thing is, they might go 11-7 tomorrow because Hyman's banged up and Ryan McLeod left the game banged up.
Yeah, good point by you. Yeah, 100%. With McLeod injured, it might be doable. But all things being equal and everything being healthy, I guess, is my point.
You know? No, it's a very good point. And it just shows you they've got some depth that, you know, before it would have been kind of easy to decide who goes out of the lineup. But with every passing game, like, I know a month ago, everybody said, well, Devin Shore, it's easy. And I would have agreed. But as a coach, you owe it to your players to make decisions based on the now, not the past. And right now, there's no reason to take Devin Shore out of the lineup the way he's playing.
Yeah. No, he's been good, man. And you know, Derek Ryan doing his thing. And it's good. Yeah, it's good. So against a team like Dallas, you want those guys. You need those guys doing what they've been doing and contributing. And so, yeah, there are some positives happening. And while still you want to see them be able to come out and play better earlier and more consistently through the game, I mean, like, the Oilers are, you know, they're doing okay here. What are they, 6-4 in their last 10? And, you know, they've got themselves up into one of the division spots and out of a wild card, at least for the moment. And, I think right now, I mean, they're making the playoffs. Right now it's about what kind of shape their game is in when they get there. I mean, really. And that's their task here over the next 10, 14 days.
Ron Rochelle joins us at Sports Hitter TSN 1260. Now, Ryan McLeod took one shift in the third period. There was a collision with Brännström, and you know, Jay Woodcroft said, "Hey, they, you know, he admitted that he banged up." I watched the replay of that when I got home again, and it didn't look like devastating, but I could see why. Yeah, there's some discomfort there, and so I'll be curious. I wouldn't be shocked to see McLeod out tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be. I mean, it was a big hit. It was a big, jarring hit, much like the Draisaitl hit on Chychrun there. I mean, that was a massive hit, too. And for different guys, they react different ways to it. So McLeod is a slight guy. Like, he is a – there's not a lot of weight there. So a hit like that, yeah, pretty jarring for him. And they'll be cautious. I mean, they're going to be cautious. It's getting close to playoff time. If there's any, you know, they suspect at all that it's a concussion or a head injury or whatever, you just err on the side of caution at this time of year because you want all your players to be available for game one of the playoffs. So I think that's probably part of the reason why Hyman wasn't around. And I think they're in an extra cautious frame of mind right now, and I think that's the right way to go. So we'll see. You know, there was no way to kind of find out more today, but we'll see tomorrow what it looks like if he's even on the ice and what we expect to be a full skate tomorrow morning.
Ryan Rochelle from TSN. What do you make of Yamamoto and, like, Ryan, not Ryan, Warren Fogle? Anytime he's moved up with Draisaitl, he produces. And I just wonder, do you think as we go down the stretch here, that might be a competition to watch for, to see if Fogle can knock Yamamoto out of the top six?
Yeah, well, I mean, if he does, it's because he's producing. If he does, it's because he's getting things done. And what a different look that would be for Warren Fogle this year. So at 11 goals in his 53 games this season, right, he plays under 13 minutes a night. And that's a good level of contribution for that player. But what a difference from last year in the playoffs where they really struggled to – he struggled to do much with the ice time he was given, and they struggled to have the confidence in him to continue playing him. Really struggled. Now, if all of a sudden he's a lock to be a third-line player and even applying upward pressure, that's fantastic, and that's really good for them. I would say, you know, it doesn't surprise me when he moves up and he has some nice flashes. You know, I think that's to be expected because he can grind and he can skate well. But doing it consistently game after game, playing against the other team's best players like you would have to, you know, and why wouldn't he be competing with Yamamoto? I mean, their points per game played, I believe, are almost identical in terms of if you compare their two seasons. Fogle's got more goals, but yeah, they're both right around 0.4 points per game. So their production per game is very similar. So if he's going to bring energy and physicality and a bigger body, why wouldn't he be able to push Yamamoto?
Yeah, it's definitely something to watch for me down the stretch. And, you know, like Yamamoto kills penalties, so, you know, he's still involved in your bottom six, so does Fogle. But it will be something to watch for me because anytime Fogle gets opportunities there, he doesn't look out of place.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know if I'd say every time, but I think there's times in his game where, you know, he can fight the puck sometimes. And when he's fighting the puck, the play dies on his stick a lot. And I think that's generally what – there's nothing that'll pull you off one of those skilled lines faster than the play dying on your stick all the time. And so that's what gets in his way. But while he's playing with confidence and feeling the puck, he's got a good chance to stay there because he does the other things really well. I think Yamamoto has better puck skills, night in, night out, probably handles it better and makes better plays with it when he digs it out of the corner. He's got a little bit more hockey sense there. Fogle's a little bit more of a blunt instrument, but – you like the work ethic, and when he's feeling it, he can make some plays.
Shogger, have a good one. We will set up. We're going to talk about Jamie Benn and him. He's kind of had like an Undertaker season, to make a wrestling reference. Anybody who, you know, thought he was the Undertaker was dead and gone, and all of a sudden he rises out of the coffin. And that's really what Jamie Benn has done this season. A lot of people thought he was done. And here he is with 29 goals and 65 points and having himself a pretty good season.
Yeah, one of the most well-rounded players skill set-wise in the game, and it's great to see him. Because it's been a rough ride down there, man. Those star players have taken a beating in that market, and now he's right back in top form. So it's good to see, but it'll be a huge challenge for the Oilers, and Nurse and Ekholm in particular.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. And what about the trade goal last night where you saw Bukestad from Ekholm and Kostin? So the trade goal.
I didn't notice that last night. Yeah, that's funny.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So who knew? The Kenny Holland trade goal last night, it worked out.
All three of those have worked out so far this year.
Oh, yeah, no question. Shogger, have a good one.
See you, buddy.